It's Eat My Brunch with Bob Simpson, in for a Pauly Michelle this afternoon. And I'm joined in the studio by Paul Golder, and we have another guest joining us. It's Alan Woods from the Brentwood Gazette. Hi, Alan.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. I better turn your microphone up, that's better. Right, Paul, we're talking about the Brentwood Borough Council briefing meeting this morning. Over to you.
Yeah, that's right. After a little while, the press officer was dismissed from the room,
very politely.
At the meeting today, we had Barry Aspinall, who's the leader of the council, leader of the Lib Dem group, and we had Graham Clark, who's the deputy leader of the Lib Dem group, and also from Brentwood First, we had Russell Quirk and Phil Baker were there as well. And they asked us to talk about a couple of things where they had a few opinions, and this isn't, you've got to stress, this is not Brentwood Borough Council's opinion. This is the Brentwood Accord. This is the Lib Dems and the Brentwood First parties. Okay. And it's obviously it's not our opinion. We're just reporting what was said.
Okay.
Because what they're going to do obviously has impact for our listeners in the borough.
Absolutely.
Now, the first subject was the Park and Strides, which has been mooted for Shenfield as part of the Crossrail project.
Yep.
And in the budget in February, I think it was February that the budget was agreed, and £1.6 million was allocated for enhancement of Brentwood and Shenfield, including the building of the Park and Stride.
Okay.
Now, we've already reported that the Accord, and it's already been reported in the Gazette as well, that the Accords were looking at it, and there were Conservatives in, I believe, in the Gazette last week attacking the Accords plans to change the plans about that.
Is that right, Alan?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were. There was a possibility. It all started a bit of a Twitter spat, I think, between Louise McKinley and Russell Quirk,
right?
Where it was mentioned that there's a possibility they might drop the Park and Stride plans altogether. Then we ran a piece the following week where they were talking about the possibility of is this Park and Stride needed?
Right.
Are going to be extra Crossrail passenger numbers? Possibly not. And at which point I think the Accord were thinking along the lines of maybe we could use the money for something else.
Right. Okay. Have they done any research on that? I mean, it's a difficult thing to predict, I guess.
Well, what has happened is that Graham Clark, who was there, said that the previous administration had done the research.
Okay.
And he showed us a document called Shenfield Station Parking and Access Study, which he said was commissioned by the previous administration. He says he doesn't know who actually did the field work. He said there were 285 responses on there, and it looked like a professional document.
Right.
Conclusions at the end of it, and it was described actually by Russell as a smoking gun. He said that there would have been draft reports. The draft reports came out in February, and the final report came out in March, so it was roughly the time that the budget was being set, and there would have been executive summaries that went out in draft before that to get approval and so on. And the conclusion, going all the way back to the back of the report, and the conclusion says that the considered benefit of Park and Stride to rail users is low, and you should only go ahead with it if all other options are ruled out. So the report doesn't really recommend going ahead.
Sure.
And the question, the political question, which I'm not going to answer, but hopefully the Conservatives will be able to, is why this was presented to the budget when at the time a report had been drafted to show that there was no benefit in doing this.
Do we know how much as a proportion of that £1.6 million this Park and Stride scheme was going to cost?
Yes, we do. Yeah, I am told it is £1.5 million out of the £1.6 million.
Wow.
And the other £100,000 was for enhancements in Brentwood and Shenfield, which the Accord felt wouldn't go very far. They found that out.
It's a lot of money for something that's potentially unnecessary, but there we are. Who am I to judge? But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the council are looking into it. I mean, it's not officially been cancelled. They've expressed the opinion previously that Crossrail are, you know, this is a massive engineering project, biggest engineering project in Europe at the moment, and there's enormous sums of money being spent on changing the infrastructure, and the council don't understand why the taxpayers in Brentwood have to spend £1.6 million to create this scheme. Russell said this is equivalent of 1,000 council tax bills.
Yeah.
He feels it's a lot of money. So they are looking into the reasons why this happened, and they're going to draw their own conclusions about whether they go ahead with it.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So there was a little bit of an update as well from Russell, because he's in charge of the asset panel, which is something he was in charge of 18 months ago. He said that they'd agreed to build 14 or 15 houses on Belmead in Ingatestone. That had all been agreed 18 months ago, and there'd been no progress since then, so they've picked it up again and they're about to exchange contracts on that, so they're happy with that.
Right.
Worley Training Centre, the land's been empty for about 8 years, obviously at a cost to the taxpayer, because you've got to pay for utilities and security, and also you're not getting any council tax back and so on, so it's costing the council money to keep it empty. Now they're going to build 38 housing units, which include 13 social housing units. They said that the council have ignored social housing, the previous administration ignored social housing for 10 years. Whether that's correct or not I don't know, but right. We'll get a right reply on that.
Okay.
And it's a done deal now to sell the land for a developer to build houses, with a substantial seven-figure sum due to come into the council. And the new trading arm of Brentwood is going to retain some of the units, maybe about five flats, and get around about £60,000 a year, which is obviously going to go towards council services or reducing council tax or so on. So there was recently a attempt to call in the sale of Worley Training Centre decision, but the officers rejected it, so they're going ahead and doing this now. This both of these deals will now be signed off. And they're looking at other places like Horsford Bridge in Stondon Massey, where there used to be council houses up in the 80s. They pulled them down, and they're now considering building there. Talking to the parish councils, as I mentioned earlier, about the schemes. Also talked about William Hunter Way. I'll try and be brief about that, right, because it's kind of a never-ending saga.
Absolutely. Was it 8 years, is it? Something like that.
Oh, yeah. 80, I think. Yeah. Now, this is interesting, actually, because this is something that the Accords could well get criticism for, but I think that, you know, they were keen to stress that their intentions are noble. They're going to have a consultation, but they're also having a consultation on the consultation.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Now, that does sound like something out of a TV script, but they want to know what questions they should be asking. So they're asking people, what would you like to see in the consultation?
Okay.
And people are going to tell them. So they're saying this couldn't be more transparent. They said it wasn't an accusation against the previous administration, but they say other people, well, you know, this happens in the commercial world all the time. They have these consultations and all the questions are leading. So they ask you a question and they lead it in such a way that you're going to end up saying something that you don't quite agree with, but it gives them the result that they want. And they say, we don't have none of that. This is going to be completely transparent. We're going to let the people decide what we should ask. And
well, that is good, but you wonder why they don't actually involve the people in the proper consultation rather than a sort of pre-consultation consultation.
Well, I guess the consultation is really to ask people what they think, and the idea of this is to ask people, what should we be asking you? So they at least turn around and say, well, none of these questions were leading questions because we didn't pick the questions.
Yeah.
You picked them. You picked the questions and then you answered them.
Okay.
So I don't hear that a lot, but no. It's interesting.
I don't really actually get it, but all right, carry on.
Yeah. Okay, next hot potato was Hutton Community Centre.
Right.
And there is an investigation. This is something we've reported in the past as well. And I think this has been in the Gazette as well. They've been talking
several times.
Yeah, there is a investigation into the money that was spent on the refurbishment, and this all hinges on the roof. Been told, I believe there's been a report which says that the roof is fairly safe and sound at the moment, but it should have been replaced before the refurbishment, and it will need to be replaced. Now Russell Quirk was talking about this, and he said that he's the wards councillor. He does support having a community centre there, as long as it's for the whole community and not just for pet projects.
Okay.
He says £200,000 was spent on the refurbishment work, plus the fees and other things, but the roof was unserviceable, according to a report, and it's going to need to be replaced.
Right.
So this is something that's come out since they took power, but it's something we've reported on before. But they're having an independent task group who are looking into the money being spent, and this is made up of councillors from all parties, and they're choosing councillors who are new councillors so that they weren't involved in any of the original debate,
right,
because they weren't councillors at the time, which I guess is a interesting way of doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a few things that they wanted to get off their chest. It's all good fun, and hopefully we'll see some responses in the Gazette as well, and we'll see some responses in hopefully on Phoenix FM as well.
And yeah. I think from what Barry said at the start of the briefing this morning, I was there for about the first half an hour of it before I had to shoot off to another meeting. He had a lot more to say that he didn't have time to say this week, didn't he?
He said there's going to be a bumper meeting next week as well.
Yeah, he said there could have been a sequel to this morning, on Monday morning, had he had time, and we all had time to be down there as well. It just sounds like there's a lot going on at the minute, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
You've got to hand it to the new administration, whether you agree with their politics and their way of doing things or not. They certainly seem to be sort of working hard to make some changes in the borough.
Well, they're making us work hard because...
making us work even harder.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a political point. This is me being completely down the middle. You know, we talk to the Lib Dems and Labour and Brentwood First and the Conservatives, but we're talking to the council a lot at the moment. They're calling us in all the time because they've got a lot that they want to talk about.
Which is nice, but
just keeping me busy.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on, isn't there? A lot of the big projects that have been working their way towards coming to something over the past few months and now do seem to be coming together, which is obviously great news for the people of Brentwood as well.
Right.
Okay, now Bob's just pulled a face because we've got a request coming up now, musical request coming up. Now, we ended the meeting with talking about the V Festival, just, you know, shooting the breeze. Are you going to the V Festival? And I said, no, if I want to go to the V Festival, I can put rubbish music on my iPod and walk around a landfill, because that's what it's like at the V Festival now.
Harsh.
And I'm not a big fan. I went 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. I don't think I've been for about 10 years. It was a fantastic festival at the start. They had bands like Blur and Oasis and Prodigy, Pulp, and you know, even bands who I didn't like Stereophonics and things like that. It was still great to see them live, Paul Weller and things like that. And now you got, I don't even know who's playing this year.
Justin Timberlake and the Killers, the two headliners.
Oh, Killers!
I must have started going when you stopped going. I started going, and I've been going ever since. So I took over from you, and you stopped. And I'm going tomorrow and Sunday as well.
Oh wow!
This could be this could be a hell of a musical argument. But when I mentioned the Prodigy, Barry Aspinall, who of course is like our Mike Jones, ex-firefighter.
Okay.
Oh, they're a terrible band. He said they're a terrible band, and he said didn't approve of their record at all. Being an ex-firefighter, you know, fire starter.
Yeah.
So I said, well, you know, they did have another number one called Breathe, so you've got to approve of that, because that's the opposite of it, isn't it? You know, you're going with the equipment. So they actually put on record that they wanted it to be known that Brentwood councillors are actually hip and they know about music.
Okay.
So
this was for Barry Aspinall and the rest of the council, yeah? You want us to play?
I insisted. Oh, okay. I insisted. And Alan, we'll have to get you back in after the V Festival, because I want you to tell me whether I've been unfair about it, because I kind of I don't think it's as good as it could be.
I could talk for hours about V Festival. I'm more than happy to.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, maybe you can convince me it's worth going to again. And I haven't been for about, I think last time I went I was watching bands like Young Knives and Art Brute and things like this, and I don't think they'd be invited anymore.
I'll tell you on Monday.
Okay.
Definitely. We'd
love
to hear it.
All right, gents. Well, okay. Paul Golder and Alan Woods from the Brentwood Gazette, thank you so much for updating us on the council meeting this morning. And here it is. It's Firestarter.